Hi, everybody. I hope you have a great start to your week being intentional. And on this episode, it's called Good Cry. Yep, good cry. You may wonder, why am I talking about crying? Because so many times we associate crying with something bad had to happen or feeling sad or being depressed. But crying and tears have so many layers and complexities and depth, and it's so beautiful to just simply cry. So I hope something said on today's episode would encourage you to have a good cry, or even confirm that you're not crazy for having good cries, or even change your perspective altogether about just crying. See, I told you, you're going to go on a journey with me in my life and what I experience from day to day. And I'm sharing it with you. I had a good cry last Friday, and it was everything. Everything that I needed in the moment. I was so filled with so many emotions at the same time. I was feeling grateful. I was thinking about the many blessings that God has brought into my life and how He's been blowing my mind, and the many accomplishments that I've had in 2022. I was thinking about my mom and missing her, and her birthday is January 9th. And just all these different emotions flooded me at the same time. So I just needed to sit in it and cry. So I did. I cried. And I was breathing through it. I was crying. And I was breathing through it till there was no more tears left to cry. See, tears is the propeller to becoming strong with vulnerability, awareness. Tears have so much power. Tears brings purpose afterwards, leading you towards hope, faith, love, and so much more. Tears are the indicator of seeing yourself where you are and preparing you to take a leap of faith for you. Simply put, tears is a form of release that your mind, heart, and spirit needs. I don't know about you, but after I cry, I make a decision. After I cry, I make a choice. After I cry, I take a stand. After I cry, I may set a boundary. I may have an epiphany. I may have a fresh perspective. I even may go to sleep, okay? And rest and wake up refreshed. Because there's something so impactful that tears does to you that you never stay the same after you cry. Really think about it. Do you stay the same after you cry? Do you think about the same thing the same way after you cry? Do you look at yourself the same way after you cry? What do you do after you cry? What choices, what decisions, what actions do you take after you cry? Because it is the very indicator that separates you from the very thing that may have had a hold on you. Tears is a form of release that takes the shackle and the bondage that may have been holding you from your past or even your present. Tears bring hope into your life when you didn't have any. Tears may be full of joy and laughter and love. I know my tears have touched places in me that only God and I know about. My tears have helped break down walls and heal me and open me up in ways that I can love again. I see myself differently. I'm beginning to see myself in ways that is so wonderful and beautiful because it's a part of my journey as I continue to evolve and learn and grow. A good friend of mine said something so simple but so powerful. I'm loving all my tears. Whew, what a statement. What a declaration. What a stance that tears is not the death of me. Tears is not a sign of weakness. Tears is the very thing that is a part of me. It's the catalyst of my journey. That it's like a bridge over troubled water in a sense. Because I'm able to walk through what I'm feeling and release it and be changed by it. So I say, cry. I say, have a good cry. Because no matter which way you look at it, no matter what those tears are for, you won't be the same after you cry. So have a good cry. Love always, Cece.